The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' And the king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me.' Then they will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or ill or in prison and not minister to your needs?' He will answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did not do for these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday evening, I decided I better see what the competition is up to. And so I visited one of the other Bible study groups meeting here at IC. And I got to tell you, the competition is stiff among Bible study groups. It was a group of about 12 people studying The Bible Timeline by Jeff Cavins. And it was really great. Last night, they were reading and reflecting on Luke chapters 9 and 10 and the parable of the Good Samaritan. In the hour-long video, Jeff Cavins was describing how the love of God and the love of neighbor were really two sides of the same coin. That is, the way we prove we love God is by loving our neighbor. We all know this. Every time we read 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, where it says, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' but hates his neighbor, he is a liar. For whoever does not love a brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." You know, I'll never forget Scott Hahn saying once that if anyone wants to show their love for him, the best way would be to be kind and love his 6 children. Don't all parents feel that? Catching the love of parents for their children immediately helped me to see the connection between the love of God, our Father, and the love of neighbor, his children. Jeff Cavins told a compelling story of a Dominican priest who was giving a retreat to Mother Teresa's nuns in Calcutta many years ago, while Mother Teresa was still alive. After a long, hot day in Calcutta of teaching and preaching, The Dominican priest went to his room exhausted. He sat on his bed, feeling pretty content and satisfied with his day's labor. But he became aware of a very strong stench coming from the open window of his bedroom. Unable to stand the horrible smell, he got up to close the window. He looked down and saw a naked man lying in the street with a huge open and festering wound covering his whole torso. He closed the window and sat down on his bed, but immediately started feeling guilty. Just then he heard two women outside, arguing outside the window. A younger woman's voice said, "I'll take care of him." An older woman insisted, "No, no, I'll take care of him." The priest ran back to the window and saw Mother Teresa, who had picked up the man and was hugging him close to her chest and saying, "My sweet Jesus, I love you." The Dominican went back to his room, sat on his bed, and now he was really feeling guilty, when suddenly a knock came on the door. He opened it to see Mother Teresa standing there with the dying man in her arms. She asked, "Father, will you give this man a blessing before he dies?" The Dominican answered in a very small voice, "Yes, Mother." And he took the man into his own arms, hugged him, and prayed and blessed him. Mother Teresa taught in 5 minutes what the erudition of the Dominican priest stammered to teach in an entire day of lecturing. We cannot love the God whom we cannot see if we ignore or turn our back on the needy neighbor whom we can see right in front of our eyes. This is our real competition we should be engaged in, to show who loves their neighbor more, and our competition should be stiff. Both scripture readings today hammer home the same lesson that Mother Teresa modeled by her whole life. Love your neighbor to show your love for God. The two commandments are inextricably connected. Leviticus 19 is the core of what is called the holiness code of the Old Testament. In other words, who is holy? We find the answer in Leviticus 19, verse 18. "You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." Holiness, therefore, is defined by love of neighbor. In Matthew 25, Jesus teaches that loving the least neighbor is really loving him. He explains, "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me." As you know, Matthew 25 depicts the final judgment scene. Consequently, Jesus' teaching on loving our least neighbor has eternal consequences. It determines our eternal destiny. Folks, as you start to settle in to your Lenten observances in this first full week of Lent, this is what we should really be competitive about. All Christians should have a fierce, competitive spirit, not about who's got the most popular Bible study, but about who loves their neighbor more. And I'm happy to report that competition is very stiff here at IC. As I see week after week how generously IC parishioners respond to the needs of our neighbors, not only around town, but also around the world. On behalf of Jesus' little brothers and sisters, let me say thank you. Praise be Jesus Christ.